All right, welcome family to a new episode of the year, Transformed and Renewed. I am your coach, Jerry, and I want to welcome you. Hope that you had a great new year. Don't know what you did in terms of celebration, but I hope that you didn't get into any trouble, and glad that you're joining us today. So to basically get started for this year, I thought that it would be fitting to discuss being able to improve your mindset. And this is a topic that for myself, I definitely can tell you about when it comes to the mindset, you know, dealing with many situations and sometimes just being able to know how to maneuver during some challenging situations as well as some internal challenges. And sometimes you wonder, what do I really do and how do I really manage situations and even just dealing with the day to day? Sometimes you have to deal with so much that comes at you, constantly making decisions. And it's something that I can tell you, it can at sometimes become slightly exhausting, but there's this notion that is referred to as rest. And this is something that we have to always be mindful of. But to start off, I like to always start off with a scripture, because I think with anything I share with you, I always want you to have a good foundation. And that is basically what I have, is a good foundation when I approach any topic. And so usually I like to, one of my favorite scriptures is actually Romans 12 verses 1-2. And if I can, let me do this. Let me share this with you, because I also want you to see this. So in case you don't have like a Bible or your Bible out, I'll actually share this with you because I want you to also see this as well, see what I am actually referring to. All right. So in Romans 12, verses 1, it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters," this is talking to Christians, it says, "in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Okay, that's a mouthful right there. But let's go on, because it says in verse 2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." And so when it comes down to the mindset, and again, this is the NIV version. I switched to a different version. Usually I like the ESV. Sometimes I may go into the New King James version, but different translations may have slightly different wording, but typically it has the same context. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. It's a mouthful, because it can become very easy to want to do your own thing, and or even kind of do what people may recommend. You know, I can tell you, at least within the world of health and fitness and just nutrition, you have a lot of people that give you information. And some information is true, some is false, some is kind of a mixture, because it can be based on experience, but it can also be based on people wanting you to do certain things because it will satisfy them. And that is something that I can tell you that we don't do here, Robot. We don't just tell you anything because we want to be satisfied. Anything that we share with you, at least that I share with you, is usually going to be based on facts, number one. And it's also going to be rooted in the Word of God, as well as, you know, knowing what works best for you. Okay, we are here to help. But when it comes to improving your mindset, sometimes you wonder, why am I in the situation I am in? Why am I not really advancing? Could be with goals. Why do I continue to start and I'm not really making progress? Or I started making progress, but I didn't really get to where I wanted to go. And now I feel like I am almost worse off than I was before I started. Okay. And so it can be so many different situations, you know, people who feel like, you know, what is the point of life? Yes, I'm aware that there are many people who are on the edge and just trying to figure out, why am I still here? What is the use? I've tried everything I could do. I am exhausted. Trust me, I can tell you, I've been there many times in terms of exhaustion. But I can tell you that, again, when it comes down to it, you have to have some rest. But when I look at this scripture, you know, one of the things that it talks about is not conforming to the pattern of this world, and being able to know how sometimes, you know, when you are dealing with so much, it can get very easy, very tempting, very easy to start to do things that make you feel very comfortable. And sometimes a lot of those things are not good for you. They actually could put you into sin, or you could be sinning as a result of that. And this is one of the things when it talks about do not conform to the pattern of this world. This is a mouthful just from this short statement. So many meanings come from this because the patterns can relate to so many things that we see in the world that are accepted, but are not wise or even right for us to do. And so sometimes you may say, you know, I've been doing this a certain way, and you're telling me that I've been in the wrong. Yeah, if it was actually wrong to begin with, yes, you were. Okay. It's just accepted, but it doesn't change the nature or the state that it's wrong. It's like, you know, if you try to speed past a red light, it is still wrong because, hey, the light is red. If you didn't pass that line when it was green, then you're in the wrong if you do pass it once it's red. So the standards don't change, at least, you know, when it comes to the word of God. We know that his standard is good. And so relating back to, you know, how do we improve our mindset? Because again, you may say, you know, I'm not a believer, so why does this really apply to me? I completely understand. But, you know, then again, if you say, you know what, I'm not a believer, a lot of these you probably would want to look into because they contain some very foundational and practical ways to really live a righteous lifestyle. Sometimes people may say, well, I don't want to do all that. I just want to be a good person. Well, you're kind of saying you want to be righteous without having the attachment. That can be a different topic. But one thing that I do want to tell you is that when it comes down to, at least here, I believe that you always have to have a good, solid foundation when it comes to your mindset. I know many people in the world who have, you know, solid practices and ways that they approach things. And sometimes for them, it works well. But, you know, as a believer doing things God's way, sometimes things may not always look that way. You know, we know that Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. So sometimes that may pose a challenge because you're wondering, shouldn't I be able to deal with things without having resistance? Not always, because even Jesus said you will have tribulations, which means you will have challenges. And with that, a lot of times we don't really think with those challenges, it can bring some emotions. Okay. We think that we can manage, but you will realize that your emotions will show you otherwise when you're in the situation. Now, you may say, you know, I am strong. You could be strong in that situation. But when it comes down to it, the mindset, what do I do? Well, number one is you really have to, at least for me, I can't tell you what to do, but this is a strong recommendation. And if you're not a believer, then, you know, again, it is something to consider. And if you want to know more about that, feel free to reach out to me. But one thing you have to do is really stay invested in the word of God. And that means being able to know how to manage, how to navigate, because you'll have a lot of different distractions that can come up this year. So think about it. You may, just as an example, You may say, you know what, I was trying to do one thing, you know, in terms of my health goals. I thought I was on track, but I wasn't. And now I'm just feeling slightly depressed. Well, you have to stay in the Word of God. You have to really get your mind renewed. This is what the Bible talks about, being able to be renewed in your mind, not conforming to the pattern of this world, because the pattern of the world can say, you know what, you just need to get on social media. You need to find something funny. You need to really do what everyone else is doing. You need to just, you know, kind of just relax and just kind of do what makes you feel good. And again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, self-care and really taking care of yourself. To be honest, I think that everyone should always implement that into your life, because there are so many things that are just pulling for your attention. So you need to have a way of caring for yourself. You know, in the scripture, it talks about how we are to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But one thing that often is omitted is loving ourselves, because it says love your neighbor as yourself, which means that in order to love your neighbor, you have to love yourself first. Okay. And once you love yourself first, then you can love your neighbor. How do you love yourself? Well, that comes back to, how are you treating yourself? Are you treating yourself like dirt? You're saying, you know, I'm no good. Why, I'm a dummy and I'm crazy. And this is real talk. I hear people, I can't, it's just so many times where I hear people just casually say stuff like that on a daily basis. And again, I can't make that up. I will hear a person say, you, like, they're talking to themselves. They're saying, you a big dummy and you just stupid. Just, it's just weird. And it's so easy if you've been accustomed to that. Again, that is literally a pattern of the world. And this is what God calls us to do, not be conformed to that pattern of the world, because that is not what God says about you. God has never called anyone a dummy. Now, a fool, if you don't do what God calls you. Now, we know that has been documented. Yes, it has. But not a dummy, you know, especially as a child of God. But also when it comes down to this, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means once your mind is renewed, meaning that if you continue to think on things that are good, like it talks about in Philippians 4, you think on things that are good, things that are worth to be praised. Okay. These are the things that helps you to be renewed in your mind, thinking about the Word of God. This can help to cause there to be a transformation, because as you continue to walk in that, okay, like sometimes people may say, you have to just keep speaking things and they will manifest. Well, you have to continue to, you know, meditate on the Word of God and speak the Word, and also believe that it is true, and to also realize that this is transformation. The Word of God is alive and active, according to Hebrews chapter 4, I believe. And this is, again, you know, what I typically do in terms of the mindset. And again, this is very helpful because God's Word is alive. And I challenge you to really try. You may say, well, I don't believe that. Well, just try it. Try it. Okay. The other thing I will say when it comes to the mindset is being consistent and disciplined. Those kind of actually go hand in hand. But one thing I would say is, even for me, some things I'm fairly consistent at, and there are some things that I can improve on. And I don't have a problem with saying that, because, again, I'm not perfect, and I don't think no one ever will be. Okay. We are here for a reason, to love each other, to help each other, and also to learn from each other, you know, as we navigate life, and to do it in such a way that God has called us to do it. And so when it comes to consistency and discipline, and this goes back to helping you with improving your mindset, you know, do you really challenge yourself? Because sometimes people just do enough that makes them feel like, hey, I know that I can at least succeed in this. Okay. If I set this standard, I know that I can at least pass this bar. But sometimes, are you really raising that bar a little higher in order to challenge yourself. Because sometimes one of the things that many people don't really like to do is fail. You want to do everything right on the first go around, or even if you don't do it on the first try, you say, you know what, I don't want to have to fail too many times, because otherwise that would be awkward. Okay. So it would be awkward to fail many times and to also learn that, hey, in the process, you have a bar, but you don't want to fail, but you would rather keep the bar lower to keep passing, but you're not really challenging yourself, which could actually help to strengthen some muscles. It could be muscles in the area of, you know, intelligence. It could be muscles in the area of, you know, learning a new skill or discipline. It could be anything. It could be a muscle in terms of, hey, you know what, I'm waking up early, I'm going to exercise, and I'm also going to just do some reading and getting my mind right. It could be any of those things, but because you say, I don't want to push myself too hard because I know that in the past I failed and I don't want to fail, so let me set up a standard, okay, that I know at least I'm going to pass. And that is something that I can tell you, you will likely be irritated after a period of time, because you'll realize that, yes, you may have passed your standard, but you didn't push yourself to really stretch. And that is part of, you know, at least when it comes to exercising. There are sometimes when I may not care for exercising, it doesn't mean that I can't exercise, but it's just like, I really don't care, but I still do it anyway, because I know that my body needs it, and it is going to result in a good track record long run, because what I do today can also determine, hey, years from now, if I continue in that discipline. So it's a matter of, hey, am I going to stay disciplined? Am I really committed to even pushing myself? Do I really want to push myself? Do I really want to see substantial progress? And so these are just some of the ways that you can improve your mind. And trust me, we are definitely going to continue to talk more about this throughout the year, improving your mindset, because this is a topic that is not old by any means. It is one of the topics that many people continue to struggle with. And how do I know that? Because I see it all the time. But that's not that's not the problem that people struggle with. The problem that I see is that most people tend to accept it without realizing that, hey, there can really be a change. And I want you to realize that, hey, if you have any issues with improving your mindset, then today is a great day to really start saying, you know what, I can do something about it. I can do something about it. And especially as a believer, God is helping me, okay? He is helping me to do something about it, okay? So know that there is hope, there is help. And so if you enjoy this segment, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, which I don't think I introduced it when we came on, but make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, and please share this with as many people as you would like. Because again, when it comes to the mindset, again, I can tell you about this even from just personal experience. We don't have enough time for me to go into like different stories in detail, but I can tell you that when it comes down to it, it is all based on how you basically respond, okay? That is a key word. How do you respond? So again, if you enjoy this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Yes, we're going to do some great things this year, and I hope that you continue to join us as we go through this journey. As we continue to do our lives, we're going to get more in depth, and I hope that you also share your feedback as we do these lives. Even if you're not able to catch us live, make sure you share your feedback, because you never know. You could help somebody. You could share a question, and that could spark up another conversation where we can really explore some ideas and even concepts that you may say, you know what, I've been trying to search for answers for a while, and this is probably the first time I got something. So if you, again, enjoy this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Feel free to share feedback that you have, because we do appreciate it. And also make sure that you continue to stay tuned. Like I said a week ago, we are going to be announcing once we do start our consulting or our coaching sessions. And so you do not want to miss once we do begin our promo, because once that goes live, it is going to be very quick in terms of the opportunity. I'm just going to leave it at that, the opportunity. So if you've been following us for a while, make sure you take advantage of that, because not everyone will be able to take advantage of the opportunity. So if you're listening now, make sure you lock it in and make sure that as we come on every Thursday, okay? And even once I do the promo, I even do another reminder. So you will have plenty of chances to take advantage of this opportunity before this opportunity goes away. Now, we still will continue to do coaching sessions, but it's just a bonus, I will say. So this bonus you do not want to miss, okay? So again, if you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Like and subscribe. And until next time, I hope that you enjoyed this session, and I will talk with you later.